is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement.
Hi, my name is Christine Strode Moore, and I'm one of more than 200 volunteers with Aid Northwest. I volunteer at the Welcome Center, which is an RV and a couple of tents outside the release gate of the Immigration Detention Center on the Tide Flats in Tacoma, and I serve on the Communications and Marketing Committee. Here is our monthly statistical report for May 2022. In May, we greeted 89 immigrants who were released from detention and helped them reach their relatives all over the country. We provided overnight accommodation to 10 people at our hospitality house. We gave out 80 coats and 83 backpacks to the people released, and our volunteers provided 86 rides to released detainees, mostly to the airport or the airport bus. And for those inside the detention center, our volunteers wrote 103 letters to detainees, and we provided $20 in phone funds to 68 immigrant detainees. All in all, Aid Northwest volunteers gave 855 hours during the month of May. This work is so rewarding. If you'd like to join us, please fill out a volunteer application on our website. It's at aidnw.org. That was aidnw.org. Now I have three reports from our volunteers last month. First, from the Welcome Center. It was a quiet afternoon with just three people released, young men from Peru, Colombia, and Venezuela. The Peruvian young man had his flight to Salt Lake City arranged by family within an hour, and we printed his boarding pass. The sister of the Colombian man had some difficulty arranging funds for his ticket to Houston, but it finally came through with the help of some friends. The Venezuelan man's relative had no credit card to buy a ticket to Los Angeles and no network for support since she had only been in the country herself a couple of months. We looked into bus fares, train tickets, and flights with little success meeting the price they said they could afford. We were eventually able to find a ticket for 2 days later, which was close to their budget. The relative was able to send cash to fund a portion of the ticket, and the Venezuelan man had cash to fund another portion of the ticket, but he was still $30 short. We asked for approval to take that amount from petty cash, which was received, and we then bought his ticket. George drove the Peruvian and Colombian men into the airport and helped them find their gate and way to security. The Venezuelan man was taken to hospitality house for the 2 nights before his flight. And another report from the Welcome Center. Today we had a total of 27 people released. Thankfully, we were prepared. We had a big crew of volunteers, 10 of us, plus our volunteer drivers, all of whom helped get folks sorted as well as driving. Around 2:30, the released immigrants started coming out, continuing until 5 p.m. when we got a call from ICE saying they were done. We had 11 people from Colombia, 2 from Uzbekistan, 2 from Guatemala, and 1 each from India, Pakistan, El Salvador, Panama, South Africa, and the Marshall Islands. Very few of the ticket bookings were super easy. One of the gentlemen for Colombia realized early on that he would not be able to get a ticket. So we took him to hospitality house in hopes that Miles for Migrants would come through and pay for his flight within a few days. One of the Guatemalans covered the other's flight since he couldn't get money sent to him, which was super nice. Slowly we winnowed down the numbers and eventually all but 5 had flights. A visitor and former detainee from Colombia himself offered to wait with 2 who were expecting their tickets to come through any minute and to take them to the airport. The remaining 3 headed to hospitality house in hopes of getting flights tomorrow. The final volunteers closed up around 7:40 p.m. And here's one more report from the Welcome Center. It was a busy day. We had a total of 21 releases from the following countries: Senegal, Venezuela, Peru, Uzbekistan, India, and Colombia. Releases began at 2:30, with the last at 5:25. The three Uzbek men bought tickets to New York together. We got 8 tickets for other folks. Volunteers worked tirelessly and persistently to get one man's ticket to Houston. The initial credit card they were using was from Colombia, and it wouldn't go through. After many creative attempts at purchasing a ticket, they admitted defeat with this card and were eventually presented with another card that worked internationally. We ran into some challenges with the ticket purchasing for the men from Senegal. Since it was nighttime in Senegal, they were unable to get funds wired to them. Either Western Union was closed or their family was sleeping and not answering the phone. One gentleman from South America had crossed the border with his wife. They were separated, and she ended up in the detention center in Arizona. And I have a report from the Aid Northwest Visitation Program. In-person visitation was not allowed in the detention center for 2.5 years because of COVID. This report is from one of the first in-person visitors our volunteers, or anyone, has been able to make since the center reopened to visitors at the end of May. I arrived a bit after 6 p.m. The woman at the front desk took my ID, gave me a badge to wear, and asked me to place my purse and bag in the lockers. She took my temperature with a touchless thermometer to the forehead, and I walked through the scanner and was checked with a wand. I was the only one waiting to visit, so it was easy to find W, the only person behind the glass. At first, it was awkward and a bit strange. We've never seen each other in person, yet we've talked on the phone many times over the past year. W said that no one in her pod has received visits yet, and she was a bit nervous about who was visiting because her family lives out of state. W talked about her children. Women with children always talk about their kids. She talked about missing her daughter's high school graduation last week. She laughed about the conversation she'd had with her 3-year-old and how he is helping her parents plant seeds in the garden. W mentioned the blanket she's crocheting for her dad and the scarf she's making for her daughter. We talked for 45 minutes and then said our goodbyes. Finally, you're invited to attend our next community meeting, which will be held Wednesday, July 20th from 9:30 to 11 on Zoom. That's in the morning, 9:30 to 11 a.m. The topic will be Asylum at the Border, and we have the author of MPP, that's Title 42, MPP as a Microcosm, What's Wrong with Asylum at the Border and How to Fix It. The author is our guest speaker, Dr. Yael Shaker, who is Deputy Director for the Americas and Europe of Refugees International in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to join us, send an email to officevolunteer@aidnorthwest. That's officevolunteer@aidnw.org, and a Zoom link will be sent to you. Thank you for listening.
I'm here today with Carla, and I can't pronounce your last name.
Yeah, a lot of people can't. It's Muschietti.
Like spaghetti?
Yes, like how you used to say it when you were a kid, right?
Muschietti. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for being here. I'd like to hear a little bit about who you are and how you came to be with Aid Northwest.
Yeah, well, I first heard about Aid Northwest because I was part of a group. We were pooling money together, and then each of us had the responsibility to research a nonprofit that we found interesting. And then we, at the end of that meeting, well, then we would share our research at this end meeting, mm-hmm. and then we would vote on which charity to give the money to. And actually a different person, not me, another person had researched Aid Northwest, and that was the one that we chose to give our money to in the end. But anyway, I was intrigued by the organization, that it was completely run by volunteers. And I also noted that there was a possible need for my Spanish-speaking skills. And So yeah, that's how I got involved, and sure enough, it was completely volunteer run at the time. And since then, there are some paid people because it's grown, which is a good thing. But yeah, that's how I got involved.
It's great that you actually found your way through all of those nonprofits in order to volunteer at Aid Northwest.
So right.
What do you do there?
Well, right now I am mostly working at the Welcome Center, but I have also been a visitation volunteer, which means I would go into the facility there and I would talk to, well, one person at a time, just talk to them and get to know them a bit and let them get to know me a bit, just letting them know that someone on the outside is caring about them.
Wow, that's so important.
Yeah, and so, but with COVID, all of that shut down, and so the visitation volunteers reverted to writing letters, so that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing also. I'm still doing that too, where I just, the people on the inside will request a visit or a pen pal now. And so when they do that, we get notification and then we can start that process. And also before that, my first role was working in the office of Aid Northwest, just because I really wanted to get to know how the organization worked from the inside out. And so I just thought that was the best way to learn about it. And I did. I've worked in the office for, I don't know, over a year. And then I moved my way into the visitation process. And then the Welcome Center was the last one I signed up for.
So you're at the Welcome Center. So what happens there when someone is released from the detention center?
Yeah, what happens is, it's crazy, but if we weren't there, what would have happened? What used to, and they could have been picked up in California, Arizona, anywhere. I mean, they could be picked up in any state and flown or driven to our detention center. And so when they're released, usually they have no idea where they are.
Oh, God.
And the detention center is located in the Tide Flats. It's really hard to find if you've never been there before. There's nothing around there, no payphones, no one walking by to help. So imagine if these people came out with nothing around and nowhere, no one to help them. And not to mention that if they're picked up wearing shorts in the summertime, that's how they're released, whether it's freezing cold in the winter or not. And so, you know, they're dressed inappropriately half the time, and with no one to help them. So that's where Aid Northwest comes in, and the Welcome Center is there to address those needs. So what we do is we give them clothing if they need clothing. We give them shoelaces because their shoelaces are always taken. Given a warm jacket in the wintertime, given snacks, drinks. And then the biggest thing is that we help them get where they need to go. So usually they need to get to another state, in which case we help them contact relatives or friends, and those relatives and friends are usually able to buy a ticket for them to fly home, and then we help them with that process. And then we get them to either to the airport directly, or we get them on the bus that takes them to the airport.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's just a vital service that you do.
Yeah, it's just that if we weren't there, you know, these people would just be tossed out. I just think ICE doesn't think it all through, and they just say, okay, you can go, but they don't help them get anywhere.
Well, are there some good experiences that you've had doing this work?
Oh, my goodness, wonderful. I mean, it's just so nice. When these guys come out, we give them a big welcome, and they're usually so happy to be free. And they're looking at the sky and saying how beautiful it is, and it's not a beautiful place. Well, so, you know, that tells you how happy they are to be out. And sometimes we get to see them reunited with people, so their friends or family. If there's someone nearby and they know they're getting out, they can come pick them up, and that's always so nice to see. But otherwise, we have phones that they can use, and often they'll have a phone as well. But when they make contact with their family, some of them just burst into tears, and they're just so happy, and that's always very touching to see. And additionally, they're always really grateful to us. So many of them, you know, will say, "Do you want a warm jacket? Looks like you're really cold." And they'll say, "Oh, I don't have any money." And they'll say, no, it's free. It's free. Yeah. Really? So it's just very hard for them to believe that people care about them.
Right. Especially after being snatched off the street or whatever experience they might have had before.
Yeah, exactly. That's some of them have told us that they've never had any dealings with police or jail or anything before this experience. And they feel like all they've done is come here to ask for help. And the minute they ask for help, they get handcuffed and thrown into this. Yeah, but yeah, they're all so grateful. So I've been called an angel very many times.
So how can people become involved? This sounds like a very important undertaking.
Yeah, we're always looking for more volunteers, and we're always looking for more donors. And people can go to aidnorthwest.org and find out information how to do that.
Well, very cool. So is there anything you'd like to add to this?
Okay, I will add one thing, and that is that one of the reasons why I love to volunteer there, besides, you know, helping people, is that the other people who are volunteering are just amazing people, and I love to be around them. It's just, it really boosts my mood when I'm with other people who are just so giving and selfless, and so...
So you're surrounded by angels also.
I guess I am.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This just is enlightening and, I don't know, uplifting for me.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.